Halima Abdikadir, a widow and mother of four, travels 2 kilometers from the camp where she lives in Mogadishu in order to fetch firewood. It's a risky journey. Halima knows that she could be attacked or even raped. So, to protect themselves, women and girls band together while taking care of this daily chore.
We collect this firewood from very far. We are afraid of getting attacked or raped. Sometimes when we go, some people refuse to allow us to pick firewood in the area. We don't have stores to use. Therefore, we have no option but to go and collect firewood from the bush.
UNICEF and its partners hope the new project to provide fuel-efficient stoves to displaced people like Halima will reduce or even eliminate the need to collect firewood. Instead of bushes and branches, the stoves burn waste products such as maize husks, which also happen to be less harmful to health than traditional open fires. Kadra Elmi of Relief International explains.
These stoves will help change the lives of the people because it will reduce their vulnerabilities. We're hoping to go and collect firewood. It will reduce the amount of firewood they need on a weekly basis. It will reduce the number of times they need to go out and collect firewood, which would in turn reduce the potential risks that they would face while collecting firewood and going out.
Halima received one of the 16,000 stoves that are being distributed to vulnerable families in Mogadishu and those looking after more than 8 children.
I thank God for what we have received today. We have been brought a stove that uses less firewood. When we light it, the time we wait for the fire to get ready is fast, and we can use it 5 to 6 times more than the previous way of cooking.
Some of the stoves are actually being produced by the internally displaced people themselves. Mercy Corps, another UNICEF partner, is training men and women in how to make the energy-efficient stoves. Halwo Mohammed is one of the women who is both making and using them.
This stove has changed my life. It has reduced my expenses and the cooking difficulties I used to have. If I return to my village, I'm not going to stop using this stove. Even for my friends who don't know about this stove, I'm going to teach them about it so that it can help them.
UNICEF hopes the new stoves will not only protect young girls from going out to collect firewood, but will also free up their time so that they can return to school and continue their education. Deanne Penn, United Nations.